The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, not so fast. Bill Schmid, Tim Allen in for Billy tonight as he is off making, a whole bunch of money tonight is what he's doing. And the Bucks, they get the victory tonight, and welcome everybody. It's a final from the Fiserv Forum, a 104-90 victory over the Detroit Pistons. Again, their seventh consecutive victory. I say again because they win again. That's all this team does. They win. 13-3 is their mark thus far early on here in the 2019-2020 championship season. 104-90. Honestly, was it even a game? I guess Detroit did make it interesting. A time or two, getting within a handful of points, 6-7 points at one time. But it was a cruise to victory. Detroit coming in 5-10. Bucks, seventh consecutive victory. Seven-game winning streak matches last year's longest winning streak as well. So they can make it eight coming up on Monday against Utah. And I want to get your reaction here on this ball game tonight as the Fiserv Forum empties out at 414-799-1250. A couple of things on this game we'll get to in just a bit. But overall, I need to know just honestly how good this team is. I mean, we love them. We know they're good. We do know they're good. But when we talk about just how good they are, at 13-3, you can't do much better. You have the losses in the three games to Miami, Boston, and Utah. And in the Miami and Boston games, you had big leads in that one. You let loose on that. And then Miami, I'll call the flop loss, because they did. Miami just flopped all day long. So I don't know if I count that one as a huge factor. But those three losses, the only losses you have, they play well on the road. They're 8-2 on the road. 10 of their first 14 games were on the road, and they win 8 of those 10. Now you come back home and you start doing some damage here. Portland the other night, Detroit tonight. This is what you're supposed to do. I know you're good, and this is what you're supposed to do against these good, against lesser opponents when you're this good. But just how good? I mean, yeah, they're going to be there toward the top in the East at the very least. How do they rank to some of these teams in the West? I mean, that's what we're looking at here with this year's Milwaukee Bucks. And you compare this year to last year, and you, like tonight, you saw Thon Maker, Tony Snell, and now you've got so much depth on this team. Eric Bledsoe was talking about the depth prior to the game today, and he, like me, just is in love with the depth on this team. You know, you go from Thon Maker and Tony Snell and John Henson and Mirotić to, you know, guys like Sterling Brown, DJ Wilson getting time, getting minutes, DiVincenzo getting minutes, Connaughton getting minutes. And I know some of these minutes are due to Middleton's injury. I get that. But just how damn good is this team, really? 414-799-1250. Little bit of a sloppy start in this game. And that's one of the things. That's one of the only things that I can look at, well, outside of Giannis's free throw shooting. But coming out of timeouts, I just think this team gets a little sloppy, don't they? Or is it just me? I follow Bucks basketball as much as anybody. But just coming out of timeouts, it seems a little sloppy at times. And this game started out that way a little bit. But the Bucks do recover for a 27-24 lead after one quarter. The Pistons, again, you're thinking you want to just blow them out and cruise to a victory. It was looking like that late in the first quarter, but an 8-0 run by the Pistons got them right back in it to within three. Big sequence in that late first quarter. In that run, Thon Maker with an and one misses the free throw out to Rose for three. So it's essentially sort of a 5-point play. A Giannis charge, bucket by the Pistons, Brook Lopez, an offensive foul. I'm sorry, Robin Lopez, offensive foul right there. And it leads to another bucket. So it's, I mean, they're up three after one, but that was an 8-0 run by the Detroit Pistons. Halftime, Bucks up by seven. They were up by 11 in that second quarter. Lopez teed up in the quarter. Lopez and the referees not getting along in this game. George Hill, a three-pointer at the buzzer to give him that seven-point lead. 7 of 16 from beyond the arc as a team for the Bucks through the first half. 54-47 lead at that halftime mark. Bucks shot 51%, 41% beyond the arc through a half. Giannis with 15 in the first half. The only other Buck, he was the only Buck in double digits in that first half. Derrick Rose led the Pistons with 13 points. 3 of 16 from three-point range for the Pistons. They are struggling. Third quarter, Bucks go up 13, their biggest lead of the game thus far. Giannis starting to take over, although missing some of the free throws. They go up 67-54. Bucks, and again, the biggest lead of the game, 17. Giannis then rests a little bit, and then the Pistons get on a roll a little bit. They cut it to 9 with a three-pointer by the Bucks. It gets them back up 12, shooting 55% from the field well into the third quarter. With about 3 minutes to play coming out of a timeout, there you go again, a turnover right there. Loose ball foul by the Bucks. Pistons could have cut it to 7 there late in the third quarter, but a turnover and a slam by DJ Wilson gets them back on track. It was a huge play in this game. It really was. Quarter ends, a 77-69 lead for the Bucks as they just can't cut loose, but they do in the fourth quarter. An 8-0 run to start the quarter that eventually goes up to a 12-0 run. And they're up 18. Giannis doing his thing. Gets his own board. This is significant after a miss because it gets him into double digits in the rebound category. And that is 16 consecutive double-doubles to start the season, 28-10, midway through the fourth. DiVincenzo hits a bucket to cap a 12-0 run and a 20-point lead. Pistons just 37% into the fourth quarter, under 6 minutes to play in this one. And the Bucks cruise to the victory, 104-90. Seven consecutive wins now for your Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis 28-10-3. Wes Matthews 13 points. He was the only other Buck in double figures. Bledsoe was the last one in double figures with 11. Sterling Brown, a nice game. 7 points, 10 rebounds for Brown, and that's where that depth comes in. I want to get your reaction on this basketball game tonight. 414-799-1250. And now you've seen 16 games here and a 13-3 mark, seven consecutive victories, 16 consecutive double-doubles for Giannis. And it's in most of these categories is actually ahead of last year's MVP pace. But how damn good is this team? I mean, I know they're good. You know they're good. But how good? 799-1250, pick and save. Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Baby Tausch tonight here on 105.7 FM The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, they do it again, guys. Seven consecutive victories for the Bucks as they run their mark to 13-3, a 104-90 victory. And welcome back, Tim Allen, in for Baby Tauss tonight. And he's done enough for me. I can help him out while he's off making some money. That's what he's doing. Bucks, money is where they're at here. 13-3, their mark. Giannis, what more can you say? 24-year-old is just amazing. It's just amazing. There was a comment from one of our staff members that I want to get your thoughts on as well, coming up in just a little while, because it may surprise you. It surprised me when I heard him say it. Well, we'll get to that in a bit. We'll get to your calls as well. Just how good is this team? You tell me. I mean, again, it sounds like a dumb question. We're talking about the more elite relative to good. Right? So we're not talking about a 6, 7, 8 seed. We're talking about just how damn good. Like NBA championship level good. Seriously. Because it looks like they're just taking care of business at times, doesn't it? I mean, it really does. We'll get to you guys at 414-799-1250. If you can put it to me in a way that everybody can understand, good enough to win the NBA title. Okay. It seems rather simple, but if that's what you think, that's what you think. Giannis just amazing, and he's part of our drive of the game. Dan Plucker's here, and Evan Heffelfinger is here as well, just helping me out tonight. Evan, your wrench-and-go drive of the game, this was a sweet play.
Yeah, this was the first bucket of the second quarter for both teams. Bledsoe to Giannis on a nice alley-oop.
But the Bucks get it.
Great job by Giannis to run, but a great job by Bledsoe to just take that and go.
Wow is right. Fox Sports Wisconsin, Paschke and Novak on the call right there. 799-1250, some additional numbers in this one. Giannis, just 3 for 9 from the line. Team was just 50%, 9 of 18 from the line. That, I mean, when you talk about elite level good, that's got to change. These other teams are giving you points. And sooner or later, they're just going to start pounding you and putting you at the line. Pistons never led in this game. It was never tied. They had never had the game tied outside of 0-0. Detroit, 40% for the game. Bucks, 49%. Detroit, 29% from beyond the arc. Bucks 35% beyond the arc. 799-1250 seems like a simple question. I get it. I do understand. How good is this team? How damn good is this team? Curtis leaving the Fiserv Forum. By the way, Curtis, I've got a question a little bit later on in the show about the Fiserv Forum. We'll get to that in a bit. But you're leaving the forum, and just how damn good is this team?
Man, this team is really good, Tim. I got two things for you. The team is good enough, yes, to go far enough. As far as we think they can go as a championship, they got a heavy December coming up right now. They got the Clippers, the Lakers, Dallas, and Pacers all in December. And if they play as well as they do now, if they can come 3 out of 4 of those games right there, this team is good enough to win the championship, not alone just to get there. As far as wise, you know, this team in the free throw line, you know, I hear from, you know, I listen to you guys all day, man, morning, afternoon, and evening. And I hear everybody saying about Giannis's free throws. And I just got through talking to your guy who answered the phone. And I answer this question the same way every time. How many 6'11 guys you know that can shoot a free throw? It's not that many of them. Don't get me wrong. You got Kevin Durant. You got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You got guys like that. Giannis can't shoot that free throw. He hasn't been playing basketball as long as those guys either. So we got to give this guy enough time, an MVP player, to be picking on him about a free throw line when he's still giving you a 30-point average in double-doubles, you know, for the rest of the season. You got to get off this guy's case and let him work on it. He's going to get better over time. We got to give him the chance to get better. That's all I got to say, man. Y'all have a good night.
Curtis, thank you. Thank you for the call. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on, hey, kid's only 24 years old. I mean, I shouldn't say kid, but the man is only 24 years old. That's a young dude. And you're right that I'm convinced he will get better at it. But it's sort of painful. It is sort of painful. But you know, I heard on the flagship. I think it was Ted Davis that pointed out there's a little hesitation in him at the line. Guy that averages 30 points a game thus far, averaging 30 plus points in not a lot of minutes, guys. And here's where Budenholzer comes in. Giannis is only 32, 33 minutes a game. So they're doing a good job with getting him rest, yet he's still averaging 30 points, yet he's still missing free throws, shooting about 60% from the line. That's how good this guy is. He's got a double-double in every game this year. He's second in boards to, I want to say Drummond. So I too will reserve some judgment on that just for a little while longer. I agree with you, Curtis. Now, through the gauntlet of the schedule, okay, I guess to answer how damn good is this team, I guess that might be where we get a little more clarity. It's when they go against the Lakers and the Clippers and Indiana. Let's wait until they get through that. 12 of their next 19 games to wrap up the calendar year are going to be at home. So that's a bonus, too. 799-1250. Let's go to Colin on the east side. Colin, you're next up. What's happening?
I'm driving home from the Lux here, so...
You what?
I'm driving home from the Bucks game.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
How good are they? You tell me, you were there.
I mean, I think they are good enough to make the finals, but they're going to have to go against the Lakers, which might be tough.
That would be cool. All right, Colin, be careful driving, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you later. 799-1250, how cool would that be? I mean, you talk about some tradition in these parts, a Bucks-Lakers NBA final. Woo! They're going to be close. That's how good they are for me to answer the question. They're going to be close to the finals, if not in it. I don't know if they're going to win it. I mean, maybe they will. I can tell you this: I'll be in the promised land in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. And at this point, being 13-3, a lot can happen from now to then. I get it, but I'm going to lay some money down on the Bucks. A little bit heavier press on the Bucks, because I'm not sure that they're playing their best basketball. Because, again, if you're just tuning in, I talked about that in the opening segment, that they look a little sloppy coming out of timeouts. They really do. And I don't have the data in front of me to point that out. But just in observing and following my favorite team, it just seems like, you know, it's a turnover here. It's a bad pass here. It's, you know, it seems a little sloppy to me. So that's one part that they can improve. Free throws, they can improve there. They can get a little bit healthier. Ilyasova with the heel didn't go today. And obviously Middleton's still out for a few more weeks. But it does provide early on in the season here for Budenholzer to get some rotations going, to see what he's got here, see who he's going to depend on. That, to me, again, is how damn good this team is. That they can throw these younger dudes out there while, you know, the stakes, I guess, aren't as high. It's not the second round of the playoffs. It's not the Eastern Conference Finals where you're forced to play some of these guys without really knowing what you've got. That is a good indicator. 414-799-1250. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Tim Allen in for Billy, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North, as the Bucks get the victory 104-90, their seventh consecutive victory. Giannis, just amazing again. 28 points, 10 boards, another double-double. Just three assists. Are you kidding me? No, there's not much you can get on Giannis about, but another double-double. That's 16 to start the season. Imagine that, 13-3, 16-double. Every game this year, a double-double. Just amazing. 104-90, Bucks over the Pistons. We'll be back here on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Bucks get it done tonight, guys. Again, 104-90 over Detroit, and as the Fiserv Forum empties out, you got to be pleased with this. Seven consecutive victories and an overall 13-3 mark. Let's see here. We'll get to our X factor in just a bit, but continuing the conversation about just how damn good is this team. Is it NBA title good? And you wonder if there's going to be some adjustments down the line. It's a long season. I get that. I totally understand it. But I think a lot of what I heard last year was, you know, let's just get to the playoffs. No, there's a lot of enjoyment here. There's a lot of growing that they can still do. Some of these guys are younger. And you're going to have to figure out what you've got with them. So that's a great indicator. It really is that they're doing it. You know, Middleton, they haven't lost since he went down. I don't believe that they may have lost the first one, but I don't think so. I think they're undefeated since he has gone down. Overall, again, 13-3. Evan, what do you have?
Yeah, so the Pistons at the end of the second half, they were making a run to make it an actually close game. George Hill, he beat the halftime buzzer with a three to make it not as close.
The Bucks only lead by four.
That's good basketball, and it's a little fancy with the pep. Connaughton around the back. Nice play.
Yeah, it was a buzzer beater three by Hill to end that first half and give the Bucks a 54-47 lead at that time. He misses that. It's a 4-point game, and maybe it it motivates Detroit to play a little bit better. Detroit coming in banged up, and there's another factor here. I mean, you really expected a Bucks victory here, right? I did. I know I did. But you're missing Reggie Jackson and, you know, some of these guys. I would have been floored had they lost this game. So runaway victory, as well it should have been. X factor of this game. Now, I know it's tough to call Giannis the X factor, but the X factor tonight is Giannis, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. How about extending the range for the MVP?
Giannis for three.
Attaboy.
And it was Giannis 3 there in this ball game. He ends up with 28 points, ends up with 10 boards and another double-double, 16 consecutive double-doubles to start this season. And you've got that guy. And so I was on the air the other morning with a staff member. Should I just give his name? Yeah, I'll just do it. Ryan Horvath. He said that Giannis, based on a lot of factors, was going to end up the best player ever. Now, again, I don't know what runs through your mind when you hear something like that. That's a pretty profound statement. Ever? I'm not sure of that. I mean, you've got Michael and LeBron and Kobe, and then you could go on and on. Will Chamberlain. But the best ever? I'm not sure. Will he be the best in the game? That I'm with him on. That I'm with him on. Seriously. Best in the game. He might be right now. I think there's a couple of things, as one of our callers said, he could clean up a little bit. But he may be the best player in the game now. So I'm if he's not, he's going to be. Dude's only 24 years old. So, I mean, you have to consider that. What's he going to be when he's 28? That's 2, 3, 4 years from right now. 799-1250, 104.90 Bucks get the victory. Tim Allen in for Baby Towels tonight, and we'll go to Mike. Mike, you're next. What's going on, Mike?
What's that Horvat throwing this monkey wrench into my notes here?
So he did throw the monkey wrench in. He said he'd be the best NBA player ever.
First of all, I want to say, Timmy, it's good to hear you on my birthday.
thank you. Happy birthday.
Kareem won a title here. What, same age?
I'm not sure how old he was at that time, but it makes sense, yeah.
How many titles does Kareem have? I'm going to say four.
Four or five, right?
Top scorer in the NBA ever. Well, he didn't stay in Milwaukee. You know, if Giannis wins a title here, I don't care how much, I keep saying this, I don't care how much he says he likes it here. Money talks, and then you walk. Now, I want to get to my quick notes. Miami's good, Utah, Philly. I'm interested in that second time around. And like you said, teams had a lot of stars out, Portland, Toronto, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bucks are deep. Get Middleton back. And a lot of whining by Lopez. I don't understand it. Just, and Coach Casey, that guy?
Well,
I knew when I saw Saints. Go ahead.
To answer, to ask the question, how damn good are they? Are they NBA title good now? Or do they have to go out and make a little bit of a blockbuster?
Well, that would help any team.
Sure.
I mean, look at Houston. You know, they went and got another blockbuster. And if Harden played some defense, they might take it all the way. Now, real quick, but this whining by Lopez, what else is new? How about 3 free throws for a technical? Start throwing these technicals out. Because there was, I watch every game. When he's in there, and a lot of, they just whine the whole game to the refs. You know? It gets so old.
All right, Mike, enjoy your birthday.
Hey,
have one for me.
Strip clubs are packed.
All right, take it easy. There's our buddy Mike. On his birthday, the Bucks got him a birthday victory. NBA title good. By the way, Kareem won 6 NBA titles. So that, again, if we're talking about Giannis, I think it's a stretch to say that anybody at 24 years old is going to be the best player ever. Now, if that happens, I mean, we're not going to know if that happens for another at least decade, right? But you have to incorporate titles into that, or do you? The best player ever. So I don't want to get into the whole, you know, LeBron versus Michael and whatever. But Giannis, is he the best player in the game? Some say yeah, but if not, I will say he will be. That's where I'm at with that. 799-1250. NBA title good. They're well. Okay, let me put it to you this way. If they're not NBA title good right now, they're well on their way. Because I think Budenholzer's a good coach. Defensively, what'd you give up? 129 the other night. So that was a little disappointing. So there is room to get better. Budenholzer will make what he has better, especially defensively. They're gonna improve defensively without question. So if they're not NBA title good now, they're on their way. Whether that's, you know, again, we'll see what happens with the schedule. We want them. I'm looking forward to some stiffer competition, honestly, because that's where you want to test your team, test how good this team is. But, man, they have depth, and they have depth that is getting better and better and better with minutes. You saw the minutes. You know, you pull your starters a little bit tonight. You start beating up on some of these lesser teams. That's just all the more experience and maturation some of these young dudes are getting. DiVincenzo, how good can this kid be? I mean, that's, you know, a guy to keep your eyes on. 799-1250, Pick and Save, Pro Hoops postgame show. Tim Allen in for Baby Taus tonight as the Bucks get the victory. We're driven tonight by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. And we'll get your reaction. We're going to hear from Coach Budenholzer, Matt Velasquez, JS Online. He will join us. A lot to get to yet tonight after another Bucks victory.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Bucks get it done tonight, 104-90, and they run their season mark to 13-3. Giannis 28-10, another double-double, 16 to start the season, 16 consecutive double-doubles for Giannis. As we're going to hear from Coach Bud here in just a second. Also, a lot of home games coming up. You do have some new apparel, the Cream City jersey is going to be released on the, I want to say Wednesday. Yeah, it looks like Wednesday. That apparel is going to be available to you. You have some ticket sales going on for the holidays. And you have 12 of the next 19 games to wrap up the calendar year of 2019 at the Fiserv Forum. And I just think that this could be a big-time party. And how good is this team? Well, Coach Bud's going to continue to try to make them better. Matt Velasquez will join us coming up in a little bit, but the Bucks get it done again. Here's Coach Bud.
Good for us to be home and play in front of our crowd. You know, different guys stepping up, making plays. And I think the defense, you know, holding them to 90, they're a little banged up on a back-to-back. So I think the schedule, fortunate for us or kind to us. But, you know, Dwayne and those guys, they do a great job. So anytime you can beat them, it's a good thing.
You mentioned the defense. Just what stood out to you about the way your guys defended tonight?
Well, you know, there's so many pick and rolls in DHO, which is true every night, but Drummond is such a physical screener. So, you know, the kind of the wear and tear on your guards, or the discipline and the focus and the effort that it takes, Bled and George and Pat and everybody, you know, Sterling, all these guys. And then they put Kennard in a bunch of them. And I think it's just, you know, the physicality of their screen game, their pick and roll game. Because of Drummond, and then he's rolling, and you got to get in and get hit. So it's just like a physical challenge the whole night. So I think for the group to step up to that challenge, you know, is a good sign for us.
Sterling's obviously not the biggest guy on the floor at all times, but whether it's tonight or just throughout this season, what is it about him, just his tenacity to rebound the way he does?
Yeah, no, I mean, we talk about it often. I, you know, I think one of the first words that comes out of my mouth when we talk about Sterling is his toughness. He's just, doesn't matter whether he's guarding a big guy, who it is, he just has a toughness. He plays with a toughness. You know, we put him on Drummond for a stretch tonight. And so I think, you know, we want our team to kind of embody that, play like that. And, you know, he's just been great. And, you know, he goes and gobbles up boards. I think when it's in the air, he goes and gets it. He has a knack for it. So he's a unique kind of tool to have in your toolbox defensively.
Coach, a few games ago at Chicago, Wesley had 0 points in his 17 minutes played, but tonight marks the third straight game he's had double-digit points. What do you sort of see in his game that's trending him into that groove?
Yeah, you know, I think he's probably getting a little more comfortable, a little bit more of a rhythm. You know, anytime the three ball goes in for him, that's a great thing. You know, usually when you're playing off of Giannis, you're going to get a couple good looks. And, you know, just because you're open doesn't mean you're going to make them. So, you know, he's made a couple of open ones. You know, I think he came off a little kind of pick-to-picker action, was able to make one late. And, you know, getting to the basket, cutting, just finding some easy ones that way. I think he's just finding different ways to have an impact offensively.
25 assists for the team. That cross-court pass from George to DJ was really impressive. What was your assessment of the ball movement tonight?
Yeah, you know, I think there was a couple of possessions that stood out where, you know, it was great ball movement and great attacking. We're attacking and passing it, attacking and passing it. And we don't want to pass up open threes, but sometimes that ball movement paired up with, you know, a dribble drive attack game, we ended up with some really, really good looks and some really great ball movement. And, you know, I think that's who we want to be.
Earlier in the year, we saw a couple games where you guys got big leads and then kind of weren't able to hold it. Do you feel like you guys are improving in that aspect?
Yeah, I do feel like we could be better. You know, if we were going to, you know, I think we always want to be hard on ourselves and critique and be, you know, just push ourselves to be better. I feel like, you know, and it's hard to extend leads, but if we could, it feels like there's sometimes in games, there's some over the course of, you know, the last however many, there's been times where we could maybe extend, and but we certainly are not, you know, going back and either losing or getting to a 2-point game. So I think there are some good things, but, you know, I think we could be even better.
It's the two things go hand in hand, but what's the severity of Ersan's foot injury, and how do you think DJ handled the increased load tonight?
Yeah, Ersan, I think, is, you know, I think we're very hopeful that it's, you know, kind of minor in nature and not anything that's going to be significant or long term. And, you know, I think DJ's always, you know, I think ready to go. We feel like he's really fits us, is going to help us. And I thought he was good tonight. And, you know, I think he's doing a lot of things that don't show up in the box score when he plays, getting to second actions and movement. And so, you know, we're really lucky to have him sitting there ready to step up when Ersan's not able to go.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, 104-90, Bucks get the victory. And again, a very, very good basketball team. But you just heard Coach Budenholzer right there talk about they can get even better, extending leads. You saw it in tonight's game. You've seen it, the Miami game, the Boston game. You had a pretty healthy lead, and you let those guys back into it. Tonight, you saw, you know, a late first quarter, even the late in the second quarter, the Pistons got back into this thing. Hill's three-pointer, of course, extended the lead to 7, but it was at 4 right there with just a couple of seconds left. It was only a 3-point lead in the first after 1. So I agree that there's one aspect to this team that you can get a little bit better. You can get a little bit healthier, too. Middleton's still out 3 to 4 weeks with the injury report here, with that bruised thigh, and then you just heard Coach Budenholzer talk about Ilyasova. It was a heel bruise, and I don't know if this were, you know, late in the season or a playoff game, that he wouldn't have gone. But there's your injury report. As the Bucks get the victory, Matt Velazquez, JS Online, our insider, he will join us in just a couple of minutes. If you want to join the conversation, you can as well. 414-799-1250. You talk about Giannis. You talk about how damn good this team is or can be or will be. If they're not at the pinnacle yet, I mean, they will be. They've got enough depth here. I don't know much more I can say about the depth on this basketball team, but it's pretty impressive. It really is. And now you're getting some guys with some valuable minutes now. Valuable minutes in November. Valuable minutes possibly in December and January before things start starting to stride toward the finish line, Feb, March, and April range. But early on here, a good sign that this is a damn good basketball team. 13-3. Giannis, again, there's not much more you can say about him. His 16th double-double of the season. Let's see, you do the math. 13-3, that's 16 games, 16th double-double of the year. Pretty impressive stuff for the NBA MVP. And he is our MVP, brought to you by Chevy. As Giannis pours in 28 points, averaged 30.1 points a game coming in on just 33 minutes, but 33 minutes, 30.1 points a game, 14 boards a game. That's his double-double average through the 16 games thus far this year. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Tim Allen in for Baby Tausch tonight after a Bucks win.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Marola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Marola online at marolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Yeah, life is good for the Milwaukee Bucks. At least that's what the win-loss record says. 13-3 after a 104-90 victory over the Detroit Pistons. And let's bring in Matt Velasquez, JS Online, our insider here. And Matt, you just heard you were there and asked some questions to Coach Bud. And I want to ask you, how valuable is the schedule? Has been nice, and I agree with Coach Budenholzer for sure. But I think it goes a little bit further. How valuable are some of these friendly scheduled games where you get a few runaways late? How valuable to get some of these younger guys some minutes so when you can go for an NBA title come March, April, stretch run area, how valuable is this?
Oh, I think it's great. I think the Bucks, they had 10 of 14 on the road, so that part of the schedule wasn't necessarily great for them. In terms of, you always want to go on the road for stretches like that. But they've avoided some of, the stars of other teams due to injuries and suspensions and whatnot. And then the last couple of games, they haven't trailed at all. They've been able to, at least for tonight, they didn't let this game get close again toward the end in the ways they did against the Hawks and the Blazers. But when you're able to play, the guy who had the most minutes was Eric Bledsoe, 28 and a half minutes, basically. That's a great night where you don't have to overtax your starters. You don't need to, worry about, guys playing a ton of minutes and really needing to go hard out there to close a game out. You can play, everybody on your bench. You can get, Dragan Bender in there, Svanasis Adetokounmpo in there. You can get DJ Wilson some extended minutes, and then you can kind of do it as a unit, do it with your depth, and that's kind of, some old school load management, right? If you want to rest your big guys, well, let's get a big lead. And, then you can rest them at the end of the game. And that's what they've been able to do, at least tonight and a few other times this season.
You might have some data on this, and I know I don't, but it's just something I've observed here through the early portions of this season. And it's something I want to know if you have recognized it too. It seems like coming out of timeouts or starting quarters or a change of possession, it seems like this team is just a tick sloppy to me. Have you noticed that at all?
Not all the time. I mean, I think they've been really good at the start of quarters and ending quarters. They haven't been as great. That definitely was the case tonight. They were up double digits in the first quarter, and then in the last minute, it was like, boom, 8-0 Pistons run, and it was a close game again. Then they were on the verge of doing that again in the second quarter, going into half, giving up like a 9-2 run or something like that. And then George Hill hits the three from the corner to beat the buzzer, and that kind of changed the tenor of things. They've had some out-of-timeout plays that have worked pretty well in the sense that they're looking for, earlier in the season, Chris Middleton threes or Kyle Korver threes. I said Bud's got a love drawn up, out-of-timeout threes for Kyle Korver. But they've been hit or miss in general, okay. But I think when they've hit, it's generally been for threes or for Giannis dunks. Like they have an idea of what they want to do. Sometimes they have the shot they want and they don't make it. But I think the bigger issue is being able to close out quarters because if you can close out quarters well, that goes a long way towards, putting teams away earlier if you're not letting them creep back into things, towards the end of quarters.
Yeah, and extending leads, and we heard Coach Budenholzer talk about that. You get a lead and then extend that thing. Maybe it's a sort of the dagger or the foot on the throat kind of deal that this team will eventually get. And I know there's other guys making money, too, on the other side, so it is challenging as well. Hey, Matt, what does this team need to do for you to define it as an NBA title contender, or do you already think that?
I already think that. I think that we know who they are. We know who they want to be. It's pretty much an offshoot of what they did last year. They currently have the best record in the Eastern Conference, despite that road heavy schedule to start the season. They have a roster that, maybe there could be a trade or two, that could be in maybe shore things up a little bit down the road. But for right now, the way they're set up, they have a versatility of personnel that they can match up well with pretty much any team, especially in the Eastern Conference. They have the pieces, the length, the shooting, the defense, all the kind of things you're looking for. And so as long as they can stay healthy, and maybe, like I said, maybe there's a trade out there in the future that can turn some of their depth into, higher quality talent, maybe higher tier talent, whatever you want to call it, consolidate that into maybe one person, then that could be a positive. But overall, they're a really, really good, really strong team. And they're doing all this right now without Chris Middleton, which makes it all the more impressive.
Yeah, it really is. Matt, one final thing for you. Is there a section of the schedule, is there a portion of this schedule that you really are sort of putting a little check mark next to that you're really looking forward to? Maybe remind myself and Bucks fans, hey, keep your eyes open for this little run here because this is going to be a big test.
In terms of tests, there's going to be one in April where they, I think, are on the road for Boston, Philly, and Toronto, like three in a row heading towards playoff time. So that could be something to keep an eye on, especially if that could have any impact on playoff seeding. They're away a decent amount in April, for that first half of the month before the regular season ends. So that'll be interesting. I think that's the one that kind of stands out to me in terms of sections to look for. But I think right now they're in the middle of a section of the schedule where I think they can really fatten up in terms of collecting wins. They're already on a 7-game win streak. Next up they have the Jazz, who are definitely a tough team, but playing them at home should be better than playing them out in Utah, where they haven't won in like 18 years, 19 years. But then after that, it's Hawks, Cavaliers, Hornets. I think they got the Knicks, Pistons, like all games that are eminently winnable, and they can just kind of continue stacking wins.
I don't know. This is fun, though. I will say that. I mean, you go to the forum or you watch them on TV every night, you thoroughly expect them to win every time out. That clearly is a mark of a good team. Matt Velazquez, I appreciate the time, man. We'll talk again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There he is, Matt Velazquez from JS Online, our insider here covering this great basketball team. He joined me on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1925.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
All right, so they get a victory tonight, 104-90, and their mark is 13-3. It's their best start since 1979. Okay, now we're getting into some cool territory here. You just heard Matt Velazquez talk about some of the competition coming up. I would expect, and you guys do too, I would expect the winning to continue here. So at 13-3, honestly, you can make the argument that they should be even better than that. I mean, they let a couple of big leads get away. Two out of those three losses were big lead losses. And they let the other guys just come right back in and steal that game. So best start since 79. And that will continue. So I like those types of stats as we take a look at the defensive play of the game.
Yeah, this was George Hill. He had a block in the paint. Pass it to Sterling Brown. He passed an alley-oop to my best friend, DJ Wilson.
Great defense by George Hill. He got the shot. Derrick Rose. And there is a beautiful alley-oop for DJ Wilson.
Yeah, great. That whole break was started by George Hill keeping his body on D. Rose, getting the block on the shot. Sterling, just great awareness seeing DJ on the right.
The highlights from Fox Sports Wisconsin, Jim Paskey and Novak on the call. I thought Paskey for a second there was going to say, and there is your dagger. It sounded like he was going to say that. We're going to hear from Giannis here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. There's still time for it if you want to jump in here. 414-799-1250. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
And they get the win tonight. Bucks over the Pistons, 104-90. It's Tim Allen in for Baby Tausch. He is back on Monday night's show, and that will be after the Bucks take care of the Utah Jazz. Although Utah 10-5, already a victory over the Bucks. That's going to be an interesting game. See if there's a little payback going on for the Bucks. In this one, the Pistons, keeping an eye on the enemy here. In this one, Pistons never led in this game. There's only one tie in this game, and that's when the game just started. Let's see, 40% from the field for Detroit, 29% from beyond the arc. All right, let's get to the MVP, and that is Giannis. Let's go back down to the Fiserv Forum.
What do you think stood out on defense in the way you guys were able to hold them down a lot of the night?
I think, you know, going to the, you know, first quarter, second quarter, I think we didn't do a good job in Drummond. He was getting a lot of first rebound. He was rolling, and we were, like, reacting to him. Instead of being in and then going out, we get a lot of offensive rebound, a lot of easy one with Andrew Drummond. Then we were late. They were able to pass the ball to the three. They were making some shots, or they were breaking down our defense. But coming out in the second half, I think we did a better job just being in and then going out. So they were reacting to us. We were able to, you know, get some deflection. Dante Bledsoe, me, myself, Brooke was, you know, in the paint, covering everybody. And they were able to, you know, get some deflection and run.
You guys have played with the lead a lot this year. And there's been games where it's disappeared and you've either lost or it's gotten very close. Do you feel like you guys are getting better at that now as the season's gone on?
Yes. I think we're getting better, but I think we can get a lot better. I think we, at times, when we're up 10, we're up 12, at the end of the quarter, we all of a sudden give up two threes, give up an easy layup. And we up four, you know, instead of just, you know, being focused and closing out, you know, the quarter and the halves. But we definitely getting better, but we can be a lot better and a little bit more careful.
The ball was moving everywhere today. One that stood out was when George cross-court passed it to DJ. What was your assessment of the ball movement?
When
George first quarter,
it was like
a cross court pass from corner to corner. So he hit DJ in the opposite corner.
And DJ not getting the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially that play, and also I think in the third quarter, when I think Pat drove it, Dante drove it, DJ drove it, George Hill drove it, and then I think the final Pat, and he knocked down the shot. Something like, I don't remember exactly who knocked down the shot, but you know the ball was moving. You know, everybody's ready. Everybody got to, you know, be into it. Everybody got to be, you know, in game shape. And that's what, you know, they're ready. And we move the ball. Everybody's touching the ball. Everybody's knocking down shots. Everybody's playing. Everybody's having fun. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
What can you say about DJ staying ready?
Oh, yeah. DJ, of course, staying ready. Played real well defensively. He's running the floor offensively. Make the right play. Knocking down shots. We definitely need him.
Sterling had 10 rebounds, Dante 7. What is it about?
Sterling had 10 rebounds?
Yeah.
Is that a career high?
He's had that many before.
Yeah, I think.
Earlier this season.
In high school?
No, I think he was the Magic.
Oh, wow.
But just the aggression.
I'm joking. Man, you know, having a guy like Sterling rebound the ball, it's big. You know, we definitely need guys to, you know, come back and help me and Brooke. Especially, I think Dante and Sterling did a great job with that, and we definitely got to keep it going. We definitely need them to keep it going.
Do
I feel like a lot of guys, when rebounds are coming down, they expect you to grab them, and Sterling is one of the few guys who will just run in. He's going for it no matter who's the closest to him.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's good. We need guys like that, you know, that go and try to, like, die for the ball, try to go get it, you know.
Does that change your approach at all when you find out that Griffin's not going to play? You just take care of what you got to do?
No, it doesn't change my approach. You know, coming to the game, you know, what I'm thinking, my mindset is to win. It doesn't matter who plays, it's to win. Obviously, when you're not having a guy like Blake Griffin, that's a really great player, a lot of experience playing. Now you gotta, you know, gotta figure out who you're guarding, who's going, you know, go against you. You know, they had Marcus Morris, but obviously, like, my approach is to, like, go out there, play hard, make plays, you know, dominate. It doesn't matter, you know, who plays or not.
There he is, the MVP, Giannis Antetokounmpo, as the Bucks get the 104-90 victory. I don't know about you guys, but do you not just hear the genuine nature of that guy? I mean, there's a lot of talk about the Supermax deal, and there's a lot of talk about, you know, a lot can happen 5 years, 6 years, 7 years down the line, and will he run for a bigger market and, you know, conversely, because of that, additional money? I'm not convinced of that. I'm really not. He just sounds like what comes out of his mouth is just true sincerity. I mean, any time I can hear that guy talk, I'm listening. Because he is clearly something special. And one of our staff members here on the station, producer of the morning show, Chuck and Winkler, Ryan Horvath, says he will end up as the best basketball player ever. Now, again, I didn't say that. He said that. I mean, that's a tall task. But he is 24 years old. And he may be the best player in the game now. If he's not now, then he will be. But just the person, you know, just himself, the man himself. It's something to behold. It really is. And I hope he stays in Milwaukee for a long, long time. All right, that's going to do it for me. Baby Taus is back after the game on Monday as the Utah Jazz are in town. 10-5 mark, and maybe a little payback on the mind. They lost to a buzzer beater 3 a week and a half ago. So Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show with Baby Taus, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, and that'll be after Monday's game. In the meantime, join Baby Taus and me tomorrow morning, Fantasy Football Weekly. For Dan Plucker, Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. Thanks for listening, and go Bucks.